What do you get when you combine a cup of music, a teaspoon of stories, and a dash of culture and tradition? Mucho Radio, the new recipe for radio.
My name is Sir Andrew, one of the organizers here for the second annual New Brunswick Black Summit, which is happening right here in Moncton. And I'm also the Chief Creative Officer for Battle of the Arts Ending. So thank you for having me on your show this morning. I'm from Fredericton. The idea is this is all about community. This is all about love. And we held this last year in Miramichi. So this year we'll try to move it to Moncton. And the goal is for us to be able to make sure our community know that this is not for one particular space. This is for all, because everything we do is for the greater good of our community. That's what we're doing. So that's what we're moving. Next year, we'll be moving it again to another city in the province. And you see, people are getting into conversations that are very deep. It's so amazing to see our community members come together. We have people come from Ottawa, we have people come from Quebec, Nova Scotia, Sydney, PEI, they're all here, and the conversations are going very great. We have vendors from different Black-led organizations, allies, you know, and this is what we want. We want that intimacy. We have youth panel going on right now on youth activism. We have a guest speaker this morning it's amazing. This is what we want. We want to engage our community in conversation. We can all take action moving forward together. Culture play a great role to bring community together because we all belong to the various cultures. There's nobody with an island. Everybody belongs to a culture. So when we bring together our community members from these diverse cultures within our continent here, it shows love, it shows strength, it shows caring, it shows the Ubuntu spirit, it shows the caring, it shows that we all belong. It shows that we all appreciate one another. So culture is very big in what we do. And that is what we want to celebrate. And that is what we want to try to showcase here in NB, in our province, to show that Africa, yes, is a big place. No matter how we all look the same, but we all have different cultures. And that is what we want to celebrate in the greater New Brunswick communities and allies to come and experience this culture or this diverse culture of the African community, the African descent here, right here in NB. We have allies even where yesterday, even the MP, the Member of Parliament for the Greater Moncton Area, and Honorable Janet Petitpe, sent a message. Then also we have councillors who came here. We have the state is, we have over 7, 8, 9, 10 white folks, member of the greater community members here who came. We have people come, Filipino community members. We have diverse, it's really diverse and small and intimate, and it's going on. People are listening to the challenges the African community is facing. People are also looking at the strengths the African community members have, and people are listening to the youth and the entire audiences to see what we need to be doing going forward for the greater good of the community. It's really engaging. This is the world of the media right now. This is the world to use that to engage young people, our community members, and also to make sure people are getting it in various languages, in various demographic areas. Because without the radio, without the media, you can't pass these messages easily. You know, we can pass things that are issues that are born in our community, whether the strengths, whether the gaps, the weakness, all of that stuff. So we need the radio here. We need any form of media to transmit messages. It will be very good in our community. First of all, I want to say thank you so much, your radio, for actually always standing up to support our community. And I look forward to see that much of radio spread across the Atlantic. What I'm expecting out of this summit is building one family. When I mean one family, we all come together, work on one voice, one cause, which is to unite us, to fight the challenges, build up allies who want to be able to help us make this, because it's not just going to be us. We need the allies, right? Talk about the strength in our community, talk about the gaps, what we would like to see moving forward. That is what I would like to see come out for this day. We make an action plan. on what is going to be step one, step two, step three, till we meet again 2025. Quasi is here. We also have AIEC here, which is working with Quasi for Francophone, Greater Mountain. We also have Your Gold here, which is a foundation to support youth. We also have Uzima Network here. We also have BBI. They're also here. We also have BEC, you know, Black Business Entrepreneurship Hubs. They're also here. We also have Natasha, Braids by Natasha from Nova Scotia. We have vendors from Nova Scotia. We also have Gigi Consulting from Nova Scotia as well. We have Bota NB, Balog the Attendee, of course, one of the organizers of this. We're here. Oh, my God. We have several people. They're here right now. So we have BSA, Black Action Secretariat, I believe, from Federal. We have different vendors, different people, different speakers. It's amazing. Thank you so much.